With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
What a game, what a game, what a game. Congrats to UConn on moving on. But from college hoops, we got to get y'all to NBA hoops because a superstar in the NBA got hurt yesterday. That's Kevin Durant. But first, this is Speak. I'm Emmanuel Acho on the far end. NBA insider, knower of all things. That is Slick Rick Bucher. We got the brilliant Joy Taylor to his right. And Philadelphia Eagles all-time rushing leader, LeSean Shady McCoy to my right. But let y'all get y'all caught up on the NBA pertinent news because this was huge. Kevin Durant. He was supposed to make his home debut with the Suns yesterday, but what you're watching right now, he slips somehow. Pre-game warm-up, no defense, by himself, slips. And now the reports say after this MRI, he's scheduled for today, but many people are already thinking it's a grade 2 sprain. He might be out for 4 to 6 weeks. That would mean the rest of the regular season. This is huge news for one of the biggest and best players in all of the National Basketball Association. Slick, does the Kevin Durant injury change your opinion of the Suns' title chances, given the fact they had KD, Devin Booker, Chris Paul? This is a very good team, but how does that injury affect it?
The answer is no, in that my opinion of their chances of winning the championship was not high to begin with. Mm. But I'm going to say yes, because it does change dramatically what I believe was their chance of even getting out of the Western Conference Finals or getting to the finals.
Yep.
Look, they have a healthy lead on the, and they're in the fourth seed right now, and they have a healthy lead over the Golden State Warriors. So, but you're missing him, right? Yeah, and you're not just missing him. If you, let's say you take the Phoenix Suns and you take the Phoenix Suns that won 64 last year, and you take the Phoenix Suns that went to the finals the year before, you're not just losing Kevin Durant. You're losing Kevin Durant. You're losing Mikal Bridges.
Yep.
You're losing Cam Johnson.
Yep.
And you're losing Jay Crowder from those teams of those previous years. So it's really hard for me to make an argument that they can do anything close to what those teams did, which still was short of winning a championship. Mm-hmm. The out that I give them, the reason that I'm not burying them, is because the West collectively is a mess. And because they do have that edge on the Golden State Warriors right now. So it really just depends on when does he get back. And what does he look like when he does?
Slick, my title hopes for the Suns, they didn't change, but y'all, they got sobered up. I was drunk on the Suns juice. Why? Kevin Durant's there. Devin Booker there. Chris Paul is there. I'm with you. I'm falling out of my chair too far.
But now you're right.
Man, but now I'm sitting up straight and I'm buttoned up. I'm sobered up on what's going on with the Suns because I'm reminded of the fact that though Anthony Davis has that nickname Street Clothes, let's not get it twisted. KD is the one that's missed 179 games since 2019. Mm. Let's not get it twisted. KD is the one who has missed 57% of percentage of games played. In the event he does not play the rest of the season, he would have missed 57% of the potential games played since 2019. More than any other NBA player that's made 7 All-Star appearances. The reason I say 7 All-Star appearances, because I'm talking about the bona fide stars over a duration of time. So Kevin Durant is injury prone. We got to update our models of who Kevin Durant is. He's still a superstar, don't get it twisted, but he's an injury-prone superstar. Y'all know Chris Paul's older, so he's bound to miss some time. Mm. So if we know that Chris Paul bound to miss some time in the playoffs and Kevin Durant has missed 57% of games played, what Suns team are we going to see when we need to see him?
Yeah.
That's why, Joy, my model of the Suns and my hopes of them going to the title, it has been sobered up with the Kevin Durant injury. Where do you stand?
Well, I was never drunk because it's hard to win championships. Mm. All pros hard to do. You know what else is hard to do? Win championships.
True.
And KD just got there. Hard. He just got there. So it's not just that they're losing Kevin Durant to this injury, but they've had him all season long, so they know how all the rotations are going to work, what the subs are going to look like, how he's going to fit in. Now, he looks like he was fitting in pretty quickly.
He did.
But now he's going to be coming back, and it's go time. It's going to be in the postseason. That's not what you wanted. This was already a short window for him to get to Phoenix and get into this system and get everybody comfortable. It's not a great situation. KD's missed time earlier. You mentioned Chris Paul. He's missed time this season. Devin Booker's missed time this season. Again, the West is a little iffy right now. Yep. There are some injuries spread around the entire Western Conference, and no one was really that strong coming into this part of the season to begin with. But, yeah, this is very concerning if you're the Suns.
It's funny how we just forget how easy Kevin Durant came there and they won games when he played 3-0. Okay. So I do think that the Suns – and it's like a hit. First of all, I'm going to answer the question. No, it did not take a hit from me. I still think they're the favorite to come out the West. Yep. And once you get to the finals, anything can happen. Right, so I'm not sure how bad the injury was. He's still waiting for the MRI. And then if you've seen in the video, the sprained ankle, he got up and he walked normal, right? Mm-hmm. Wasn't ginger at all. He was walking. So we got to wait to see what happens. But I do think this Suns team is good enough to win at least one series without Kevin Durant. And then the best part about Kevin Durant, which no other player in the game right now can do, they go to any team in jail right away. So, yeah, he might not have been with this team for a certain amount of games, right? And it's still fresh, still new. Mm-hmm. But we've seen when he came in,
buckets.
He can give you buckets playing defense. Now you got a 7-footer that can play the guard or play the four or play the center. Mm-hmm. Whatever you need him to do, he can do. And Kevin Durant, he makes it so easy for every player. Like, look at Booker. We already thought Booker was a beast. Now you see him, he's shooting at a way more efficient rate. With KD's 56% from the field, 50% from three, averaging 36 points a game with KD. You bring KD in there, things are different. So I think it's the same for me.
Same for you. Slick, how you feel about that?
Holla at me, Slick. What's up?
I'd like to believe that. And I agree with you. If anybody could come
back. You should, Slick. You should agree with your boy Rolf.
I try. I feel like I'm the dentist on this show, right?
You go to the dentist,
and if he doesn't say anything, you're good. But most of the time, he's got to give you bad news. Like, right. You go to the dentist, like, I'm hoping he doesn't find anything. Look, if anybody can come back, because we're talking about coming back during the playoffs now and jumping into a team. This is not like Steph Curry last year. Steph Curry missed time, came back, jumped in, and they kept going. But there was a familiarity there in having him jump in. My biggest concern is that KD isn't just your second best scorer or best scorer, well, top two.
Okay.
He's also one of your top two rebounders. Mm-hmm. He's also one of your top two shot blockers. Mm-hmm. And although he's only played three games, like, he can play make too.
Yes, he can.
So look at the rest of that roster. Where are you getting another great rebounder? Where are you getting another great playmaker? Where are you getting another great scorer? Like, Mikal Bridges could plug in. Cam Johnson could plug in. Right. You could get that
Crowder.
From elsewhere.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's going to be the challenge. I don't.
They're not a super team?
They are not a super. You know what they are? They're a super heavy. A top-heavy team is what they are.
I agree with that.
And this is the danger, because what you're seeing is, if you look at championship teams over the last few years, what has been their hallmark hasn't necessarily been star-studded. It's been depth and versatility.
Yeah.
Because everybody's going
But I would say it's
this.
Been both. Because if you think about last year with the Warriors, you know Steph Curry, he gave y'all a 40-piece. I think he gave you a couple of them in the finals. Year before Giannis, he closed out with 50 and 20, if I'm not 50 and 10, 50 and 18 in that finals. So you got that. But that Bucks team also had P.J. Tucker, had Portis, had Jrue Holiday.
Andrew Wiggins.
And the Warriors team also had Wiggins, had Poole coming off the bench. So it had star power and reserves. You made a great point, though. Kevin Durant being hurt is really like a team losing two players. Mm-hmm. Because the Suns gave up two players that are now balling, by the way, in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. Suns gave up two players for KD. So it's not just like the Suns lost KD. They really lost the equivalent for the Suns of two legitimized players. It will be fascinating to see if they can overcome it. Well, we just getting started here on Speak, because we got to get to really the news of the week. Superstar quarterback, and I mean superstar, Lamar Jackson, he is in a very, very unfamiliar situation that has all of the NFL world shook up. What in the world is next for Lamar Jackson? Will he be a Baltimore Raven? You got to find out next on Speak.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
All right, y'all, we got to get to the latest on Lamar Jackson. All eyes have been on this situation. The Ravens, they placed the non-exclusive franchise tag on their QB earlier this week, which means Lamar Jackson can start negotiating with other teams as soon as Monday. But a report says the Falcons, Dolphins, Panthers, Commanders, and Raiders will not, you heard me right, they will not be pursuing the former MVP. Woo! This has been spicy, and I mean spicy all week. What I have made of these Lamar Jackson reports is this. People would rather be upset by a lie than comforted by the truth. Let me show y'all how easy this is. Clearly, NFL owners are colluding. How in the world does Deshaun Watson get five teams interested in him, and he's not half the player Lamar Jackson is, but Lamar Jackson, a unanimous MVP, can't even get one team to show interest? Something's got to be going on. Something has got to be going on. I don't believe a word I just said. See, what is actually going on is that other teams don't want to do the Ravens homework. We've all been in a situation before, middle school, high school. Somebody asked you to do their homework. You're like, I ain't doing your homework. You do your own homework. Why do I bring that up? Because everybody knows the Ravens are going to keep Lamar Jackson. But the Ravens, they want you, Atlanta Falcons. They want you, Miami Dolphins. They want you, Carolina Panthers. They want you, Indianapolis Colts, to do their homework. Hey, can y'all bid on Lamar Jackson for us? Can y'all give us a quick home appraisal, Lamar Jackson appraisal? Let us know what you think he's worth, and then we'll come in and match it. These owners aren't stupid. Not stupid enough, at least, to do the homework for the Baltimore Ravens. Talk about the nuance of the different situations. The Deshaun Watson situation, the Texans were trading him. You knew that was going to happen. The Falcons knew it, the Browns knew it, the Panthers knew it, the Saints knew it, the Colts knew it. But Lamar Jackson, he's not getting traded. Lamar Jackson, a team can negotiate, but the Ravens can match. In the last 30 years, only one time has a player been non-exclusively tagged and wound up on another team as the team who non-exclusively tagged the player actually accepted the two trade first-round picks. So I don't actually think that there is something mysterious going on. I actually think everybody and their mama knows the Ravens are going to keep Lamar Jackson. They just want other teams to do the homework. Mm. And these other teams are smart enough to not do it. But, Joy, what do you make of this Lamar Jackson?
So you expect me to believe that the Raiders are a smart organization. I was with you until that. The Raiders are smart.
They're smart enough to know that.
The Commanders are smart.
To know that.
Who else we got in here? The Texans.
It's obvious.
Okay. The way they've done business over the years. The Colts. These teams don't have anyone to even offend if they were to go out there and try and pursue him. And maybe that's the case, but you have an opportunity to potentially get Lamar Jackson.
How real is that, though?
Real because Lamar Jackson is clearly not going to play for less money than he wants. Mm-hmm. So if you're willing to pay him, which is a franchise quarterback, which most people want to pay their franchise quarterbacks when they have the opportunity to get them, then that's entirely possible. Because this move is a very obvious statement by the Ravens that they don't want to pay him what Lamar is asking for, or otherwise the deal would already be done.
Agreed.
Or they wouldn't have put him on the non-exclusive tag. Now, I'm not a big conspiracy theorist, because I really don't think this is a conspiracy. I've been saying this for the past 7 months. I've been saying this since September, when Lamar said he was not going to discuss his contract anymore. How many times have I said this? The owners were clearly upset with the Cleveland Browns when they gave Deshaun Watson this deal. It's not a secret. I didn't make it up. There were many reports coming out of the owners' meetings. They were upset with that deal. The owner of the Ravens said, I don't know that Watson should have been the first guy to get a fully guaranteed contract. To me, that's something that is groundbreaking, and it'll make negotiations harder with others. That is the owner of the team. There's not really a conspiracy here. I've said the reason I don't think that Lamar will get this money is not because I don't think he should ask for it, not because it's not the market, but because billionaires don't want to set the standard that we will pay our franchise quarterback over $200 million guaranteed moving forward. They don't want to do that because right now, Deshaun Watson is an outlier, not just because of the contract. It's also because this contract was given to Deshaun Watson, as Steve Bisciotti, the owner of the Ravens, said, and because it's the Cleveland Browns, who are not known for doing business well. So if this was the Chiefs or the Niners or even like the Patriots, teams that we know aren't scandalous with money, don't make big, ridiculous reaches, the rest of the league might be on notice. Like, wait a minute, they just gave $230 million to a quarterback. That might be the standard now. But because it's the Browns, because it was Deshaun Watson, because it felt like a desperate move, and because the owners were clearly upset about that, it's not surprising to me that everyone isn't rushing to duplicate that deal.
I agree with you. Where you at, 2-5? Y'all, you confused?
I'm sick.
Where you at, man?
I'm sick, though. Like, you have the chance to go out there and get you a franchise quarterback, mm-hmm. MVP, a winning quarterback.
Yes, sir.
And all these terrible teams, all these losing teams with terrible quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Don't want Lamar Jackson? Like, that part with me is like puzzling, because I truly think that at these owner meetings, right, I think they sat there and talked to each other. Listen, we don't want to make this the norm of paying quarterbacks 200 plus, you know, guaranteed money. So you guys don't bid for him. Don't give him no contracts, because it's hard for me to believe teams like this, the Panthers, they had Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, P.J. Walker, and they're a losing team.
Yeah.
Those are your quarterbacks, right? You go to the Bucs. Tom Brady's gone. He's not coming back. Blaine Gabbert, 13-35 as a career starter. And that's my boy, right? But I'm just saying what it is. You got Kyle Trask, who's a rookie. We don't know what he's like. They had a losing record last year. The Raiders.
Jared Stidham.
Stidham. Who else we got? We got the Falcons. He got a rookie. Like, they don't have no winning quarterbacks. Yep. You go to the Titans. You know, you got Tannehill. We don't hear his. They had Malik Willis, they drafted him. They didn't want to throw the ball when he played.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Josh Dobbs, they got in the end of the year.
Yep.
So all these players, then we go to the Commanders. I mean, do I even got to talk about them?
You don't.
So all these teams that have bad quarterback play, nobody wants Lamar Jackson? Nobody?
But here's my thing, Shady. Here's what upsets me and really frustrates me.
Something's up, man.
It's not that they don't want him. It's that they don't want to do what it takes to get him. And everybody can relate to this, which is why I'm fascinated by the confusion, not from you, my guy. I'm fascinated by the confusion nationally. We all want to lose weight, at least at some point in our life we did.
I am.
Trying to myself. You look good, though. But do you want to do what it takes to lose the weight? You feel me? Like, do you really want to have to wake up, eat a salad, go to sleep, eat chicken and rice? No. Mm-hmm. So, yes, these teams, I do feel you, 2-5, they want Lamar Jackson. But what would it take to get Lamar Jackson? Because Joy made a great point. I'm gonna make one more statement, then Slick, I'm very interested in what you have to say. Of all the teams that were interested in Deshaun Watson, only one team was interested in Deshaun Watson in the way in which Lamar Jackson wants interest. Lamar Jackson wants interest in the likes of a fully guaranteed $230 million deal. And only one team, the Cleveland Browns, was interested in Deshaun Watson that way. So who is the one team or two that could be interested in Lamar Jackson that way? The New York Jets. They're the team that's a quarterback away. They're the team that hasn't had a great quarterback that they've drafted in the last God knows how many years. They're the team that could be desperate enough to want Lamar Jackson in that manner. Problem, they want Aaron Rodgers in that manner. Hmm. So there is a team that makes sense for Lamar Jackson, willing to pay and desperate enough, like the Cleveland Browns. You got to be willing to pay, but more importantly, you got to be desperate. There is a team. Only problem is the apple of their eye lies in Green Bay.
So we were off the show yesterday, but I took the show home with me from the first 2 days of the week because of some things that were said about Lamar Jackson that Shady said that I know ring true, but sort of went counter to my feelings about where we stood with Lamar Jackson. The first one being that the market sets the price and the price always goes up.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Always.
When somebody becomes available. And something you said, two things you said about owners not having any feelings or not caring about your feelings. And then the third was that Lamar Jackson is going to be a disruptor.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder whether we've hit this point because of some of the salaries that we've seen quarterbacks get. You're right. I think across the board, when it comes to positions, we're still going to see those numbers go up. But we're now hitting a point where the salaries for quarterbacks are so gargantuan, it hamstrings teams from being able to develop the rest of their rosters. And so you've got the Denver Broncos going and getting Russell Wilson. How did that work out? You had the Dallas Cowboys keeping Dak Prescott at top dollar. How did that work out? Like, you can go down the line with some of these contracts, and they're not necessarily paying off. So I wonder whether we're seeing a course correction, to Joy's point, like a market correction, in that we just can't go out and pay anything to get a quarterback. That number has to make sense. And so, look, the fact of the matter is, nobody has had to put up any money yet. The Baltimore Ravens are the only team that could have possibly signed him. So all of the innuendo that nobody's interested or nobody's going to go after Lamar Jackson, I'm now with you, like, no, somebody is going to go after Lamar Jackson. But they have to make sure that if we go after him, that we can actually get him. Because if you go after him, if you make an offer, and the Ravens say, thank you very much, to your point, thank you very much, you just got the price, and now we have our quarterback. Well, now you've told your fan base, and you've told your quarterback's room, and you've told everyone, we need a quarterback. And if the price for getting one instead is going to be higher as a result.
Yeah, but you're a Raiders fan, you don't know that they need a quarterback? Fans aren't that dumb. Commanders fans know they need a quarterback. The Raiders fans know they need a quarterback. All these teams, Falcons, Bucks, everybody, nobody's under some illusion. I understand what you're saying. It'll feel like a loss. But, I mean, what is this, pride now? You don't have a quarterback. I don't care so much about the swinging and missing. What I do agree with you on, and this is why I've said this since the beginning of this Lamar Jackson situation when it comes to the owners, with any agreement, with any contract, with any company, you reach a point of diminished return when you're paying for too much for something. You do. Where I'm paying too much for one entity, everything has to work in this one entity. If this person gets hurt, mm-hmm. if they're not available mm-hmm. for any reason, if they don't play up to the standard they need to, everything else falls apart. I've talked about this for a long time. There is a percentage number. Now, it increases because the cap increases every single year. But there is a percentage number that perfectly aligns with how much you're paying your quarterback with whether or not you will win a Super Bowl.
Yep.
There is a number. It's a statistic. Since 2000, the only quarterbacks to make more than 15% of the cap and win the Super Bowl is Patrick Mahomes. The only quarterbacks to make 11% or more of the cap and win a Super Bowl are Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and the Mannings.
Year 2000?
Since year 2000. So it's 23 years. So essentially, once you that's why when you have a young quarterback that you know is great, you have to do everything that you can to win with them when they're on that deal. Now, Patrick Mahomes flies in the face of that because they got the deal done in an appropriate way. It's a long deal, which is why I always say pay your quarterbacks early. Well, the Ravens didn't do that. Mm-hmm. And now the market has been reset. Lamar Jackson, again, has every right to ask for this money. This money was paid to a quarterback that is not as good as him.
Yeah.
Whether it was a desperate situation or not is not Lamar Jackson's fault.
But your rights and reality, Joy, are two different things, wouldn't you say?
No. If I'm Lamar Jackson, this is what I'm doing. And even if the Ravens play this game with the non-exclusive tag and somebody comes in and they match it, there's no guarantee Lamar Jackson's going to play under that. Why? If I'm Lamar, I can sit out a year.
I'll just, with the numbers real quick, and I know, you know, I'm not always against numbers, but it's like, I hear that number about the quarterbacks and all that, but Patrick Mahomes has been what? In the last 4 years, he's been at three
yeah.
Super Bowls.
Yeah.
So it's like that counts for something. To win a Super Bowl, no matter how much money you're getting, if you could help, you know, get all these players, you could assemble this great roster, or you can't. To go to four years, go to three Super Bowls, that's hard to do. So
yeah.
I don't know if I really buy that.
What you mean?
Because you're saying that to get that certain amount of money, right?
Yeah.
That this percentage of teams that players that don't go to Super Bowl.
Basically, if you're paying your quarterback a certain amount of money, you don't have enough money to put other
right.
talent around
it. So what I'm saying is I hear that. But then Patrick Mahomes was the last one.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's been to three Super Bowls, though. So, like, is that super accurate?
Meaning that,
you get what I'm saying?
Unless you're Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, he's the outlier.
Bro, like, it's hard to win Super Bowls no matter who's the quarterback.
Yep.
If he's at $200 million or he's at $2 million.
But don't you think it's harder? For example, the three quarterbacks in the Final Four last year, rookie deals. Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, Joe Burrow. So, like, I don't think that's
But if we would go with winners, right, if we would go to the winning quarterbacks,
yep.
right, so the last one was
Mahomes. And Stafford.
So he's in there.
Yep.
Stafford, he made
less than
11%.
Less than
11%. Okay, so he got paid after that or before
Yeah, he
that?
Got paid last year. Remember, after
okay.
they won.
So he got
Brady
paid
before.
Okay, and then Brady before.
Yeah, he was on a two-year $50 million deal, if I'm not mistaken, so he was making less.
I mean, I don't know. I hear that number, but for Patrick Mahomes to go to three Super Bowls in 4 years, making big money, to win it is hard as hell.
True.
But to go, that shows you it's possible.
But don't you think, though, because you played with Patrick Mahomes, you won a Super Bowl with Mahomes, so you know better than anybody watching now, is The Chiefs also offensively, they made it work with Kadarius Toney, with Sky Moore,
Well, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
A lot of that's Patrick Mahomes, a lot of that's Andy Reid, right? And it's like, I mean, like Patrick Mahomes is a great player, right? But I mean, like, is he way better than a guy like Josh Allen? Is he way better than Lamar Jackson? Like, when you start breaking it down, he's better.
Yeah.
Hands down, he's better. But is he way better? I just feel like when I hear them numbers, it's like that lines with the ownership.
Well, yeah.
It's hard to pay a player like this because look at the stats. Where I'm saying on reverse, it's like, yo, Patrick Mahomes, yeah, he's a great player. He's one of a kind. But damn, to go to 3 Super Bowls in 4 years, like, that's hard as hell to do.
Where I would side with you, Shady, is these teams aren't making the playoffs.
Right.
Forget getting to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So if I'm a fan, why am I paying this money to go watch this team? I would much rather you pay $200 million to somebody who is a league MVP so I can go watch my team win 70%
but here's my
of the,
thought,
the
though,
regular
Joy,
season game.
Aren't you
All these teams aren't trying to win Super Bowls. They're not even trying to make the playoffs.
But here's my issue with hearing that, though. Aren't you screwed if you do, screwed if you don't? Meaning, what did the Cleveland Browns do? The Cleveland Browns said, wait a second, if we can go to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield and win a playoff game with Baker Mayfield, well, we can pay Deshaun Watson $230 million, but then people ridicule that decision and say it's stupid to pay somebody $230 million.
The Cleveland Browns, if they make the playoffs, that's like making the Super Bowl. But that's my point about these other teams. Like, these are bad teams.
So you would advise
them? Then it would be the same thing.
It would be, that's what I'm saying.
Making the playoffs.
Okay, but listen, I'm saying you don't have a chance at all right now paying nobody. At least you have a chance if you pay somebody who we know wins at least 70%.
But that, what I'm saying is that's what the Browns did with Deshaun, and that decision has been ridiculed. So why would you praise the Raiders to do
it? So wait, what do the owners care about? Let me ask you this question. Yeah. They care about their money.
Number one.
Even better.
Yeah, start
so
there.
They care about their money, right?
Yeah.
So having Lamar Jackson, you think you're going to make more money or less money?
I'll say more money.
You say more money. Okay, and the second thing we would say is what, Super Bowl?
Yep.
Do you want to have a chance to win a Super Bowl with Lamar Jackson or without Lamar Jackson?
Depends on the price.
We got to hit this topic again.
Oh, man.
We got to hit this topic again.
It does.
Because coming up, Aaron Rodgers. Oh, I'm glad we're doing this one. Aaron Rodgers is very close to being out of the Big Earth, being in the Big Apple and out of, what do they call Green Bay? Andy?
Wisconsin.
We'll just call it Titletown.
Titletown.
Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander is your only place for the World Baseball Classic coverage. Hi, I'm Ben Verlander, host of Flippin' Bats.
And I'm Alex Curry, co-host of Flippin' Bats. From Taiwan to Phoenix and Miami, we'll be providing you daily updates on all the action taking place in this year's WBC.
So wherever you get your podcasts, make sure to like and subscribe us at Flippin' Bats.
Well, which team will be rewarded with Aaron Rodgers next season? Things are getting incredibly, incredibly interesting. Packers or the Jets? Who's going to get Aaron Rodgers? Jets visited with Rodgers in California earlier this week. Now, there's a report that the organization has optimism that they are on the brink of landing the 4-time MVP. This would be huge for the Jets. But Slick, you got to break this down for me.
Yeah.
Which situation is better for Aaron Rodgers? Is it the New York Jets, who have not been to the playoffs since 2010, or the Green Bay Packers, who won the Super Bowl in 2010, the last time the Jets were in the playoffs? What's the situation better for Rodgers?
At this point in his career, there's no question. He needs to stay in Green Bay. Going to New York is not, and we talked about it earlier in the week. Like, it's examples. Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and Matthew Stafford going to the Los Angeles Rams. Those guys went to teams that were poised to win Super Bowls. And they were embraced and celebrated and got everything that they wanted. And then a year later, and depending on what the reports are on Matthew Stafford and where he is with the Rams, suddenly everything changed. Where this is two guys who won Super Bowls. And were they as embraced as they had been previously with their previous teams? When you change, when you leave your organization and you go, Russell Wilson, another example, goes to Denver, has one bad year. People are off of Russell Wilson. That's what Aaron Rodgers risks going to New York. He didn't. You know, you can say that the grass is always greener. Yes, okay, the grass might be greener in New York, but he didn't grow that grass. Like, he's just coming in, and he's expected to lead them to a Super Bowl. He's expected to be the Aaron Rodgers that was an MVP. Now, the people in Green Bay have already enjoyed the best of Aaron Rodgers. Last year, he was off. Were they killing him in Green Bay? No. Because of all that he had done previously.
But if he goes to New York and he has the same season that he had this past year in Green Bay, do you think people are going to go, oh, you know what? It's just, it's not his time. You know, he's old. He's just, we got him at the wrong time. No, they are going to kill him. As opposed to if he stayed in Green Bay and he had another season like that, they will think fondly of the years that he was Aaron Rodgers. So that's the risk that he runs. He has to be great. And even if he is great, even if he wins a Super Bowl, they're going to be expecting that the next year.
Where you at, Joy? Packers, Jets, better situation for Rodgers.
Stay in Green Bay, Aaron. Don't you leave Green Bay. He's a good man, Savannah. Stay there. Don't you go buying those skinny jeans and that Porsche. Keep you in, keep in a minivan, all right? And keep the expectations nice and simple. Might I remind everyone, I feel like I got to say this slow. The Green Bay Packers with Aaron Rodgers missed the playoffs last year, a season where Aaron played badly for most of the year. And they lost a must-win game to the Detroit Lions, scrappy Detroit Lions, that are also not very good, but they're the Lions. So we love that for you. Let's get you some Lions. That Lions team. That happened. Was I not here last year? You remember when that happened?
Yeah, it did happen.
It was like a couple months ago that that happened. That Aaron Rodgers. Mm. When was the last time Aaron Rodgers played in a Super Bowl?
2010.
It's been a minute.
It is 2023.
It's been a minute.
We are in a different decade now. Let's be serious about this. Your ex, the fact that Aaron Rodgers went out that sad last year and nobody's mad about it should tell you how low the expectations are in Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers. He can miss the playoffs and lose to the Lions, and it's all good. Don't take that to New York City. Don't go and buy them skinny jeans and that Porsche. Mm. Stay in Green Bay. Now, if you want to do what I would like you to do, I would like you to go to New York City because I am here for chaos and content. But if you want to ride off into the sunset, by the way, not just following exactly in Brett Favre's footsteps, by the way. Just feel like we should mention that also. It's not being said enough that this is no one else seeing the irony in this team. Stay in Green Bay.
Deja vu.
Who five? Okay, before I get into this, do you think the Packers team is better or the Jets team is better?
Great question.
Like, great. I just want to know.
I think that the Jets have, they have more depth, the Jets do.
So is that a yes?
I don't know. I mean, sure.
That's a great question. I was asking myself the same thing.
It's splitting hairs.
Okay.
So, I could say they're slightly better.
I think the Jets are better. Just think about it. If A-Rod comes to the Jets, he don't have to be great. He don't have to be none of the stuff we're talking about. He don't have to be the MVP. He don't have to crawl out there and beat the Lions. We don't need you to do that. We need you to just make plays here and there. We're going to run the ball. We're going to play great defense. They lock stuff up over there in the Jets. You have your old coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett. Your best football you've been playing as a Packer was with office coordinator Nathaniel Hackett. So that's one part. The second part is, like, when we talk about A-Rod, like, I don't think he's not the same guy we're used to seeing. He's not the 300, 400 yards, three touchdowns. That's gone.
Sure.
And the best team that's available right now to play for that they need, they don't need that type of Aaron Rodgers, is the Jets. This team was a top five defense last year. This team was losing games like 3-9. Just think about that for a second. 3-9?
That did happen.
Okay, let's just look at the offense. So I won't even talk about the defense no more. Top five defense, you know what they bring, right? They got Pro Bowls on the defensive side, all pros. Let's leave them alone. On the offensive side, let me look at the skill position. The most, the biggest position that Aaron Rodgers complained about last year was the
receivers.
The receivers. Cool. We go to the Jets, they have receivers, right?
Garrett Wilson.
Garrett Wilson is an animal. Offensive rookie of the year? So now you have a real number one, where I feel like with Green Bay, he didn't have no number one receiver that he's used to having. His best years with Devontae Adams at number one receiver. Now you go to the Jets, you have that. In a running game, I'll probably say that the Packers running game is a little better, but it's not far off, right? You got some young studs. You got some young studs. Breece Hall is a beast. In the second year, I'm telling you right now, he's going to be lights out like he was last year. So if I just compare the teams, I think that with the Jets, you don't have to do as much. And you guys can win big games. You got a great defense. I think a division where you could – they competed last year in that division with no quarterback. Just think about that. They competed last year in a division with no real quarterback. They beat the Bills, who we think the Bills is a great team, right? They beat the Patriots. They split all these different teams. Miami's always up and down. A-Rod, it's time for a new change. You talked about all the fans in Green Bay. They're used to seeing the same thing. We're going to beg Aaron Rodgers to come back. The front office of him, they're going to reach an agreement. He's going to come back there, and we're going to see the same results. They go to playoffs, they're going to lose like they always do. Go to the Jets. Have a new start.
I'll tell you this much. If you get an owner to fly across the country from New York.
Come on. And then they love you. Hold on, before you go. You talked about being swore they love you more than the place you already is at. That's false. When a team, like an owner, flies all the way to Cali to come get you, they show you they really love you. Trust me, I got traded. I know what I'm talking about. They love you over there.
I would trust a man who's been in this situation before. All right, coming up, the Lakers. They are in a little bit of an unfamiliar situation this season.
The Lake Show.
A winning streak. And Anthony Davis have been healthy and balling. But how seriously should we take the Lakers, who are finally in play-in contention? Oh, they've been balling without LeBron. We got to talk about it next on Speed.
Slick, they going to the playoffs?
Yes.
Ooh, hot.
The Lakers, they have been missing LeBron James, but they're still moving up in the Western Conference. L.A., 3-2 without the King, and currently the ninth seed. Anthony Davis has been on a tear, averaging 34 points in his last four games. Yo, watching the Lakers has been fascinating. Kid, don't bring us on camera. There we go. It's been fascinating to watch. Slick Rick, I know you have been, I won't say.
You can say it.
You've been anti our hopes and dreams about these Lakers going far in the playoffs. Skeptical. Fine, I'll give you that one, Slick. But how serious should we start to take these Lakers as it pertains to moving in the West and the playoffs?
Oh, I got to take you guys to the dentist's office again. And we're just hoping for a good cleaning and no cavities. Look, I've been very impressed with what they've done. And it's been fun to watch it happen.
Yes.
But here's the dose of reality. And I got to laugh because you...
Every time.
You go, they're on a winning streak. They won two games in a row.
That's a streak, ain't it?
That's a streak.
Okay.
That's a streak. Those are words.
Technically.
My boy good with his words.
It qualifies.
One game, then you win another game.
It qualifies.
That's called a streak.
But here's the reality. They're in the ninth spot. They're now technically in the play-in.
Literally, not technically. Okay? They literally
yes.
are in the play-in.
Okay, literally, figuratively, everything, they're in the play-in. They have three teams that are one game behind them.
Cool.
One loss, one win by any of those three teams, they're back out again.
They're looking forward. Now they're looking backwards.
Yep.
Okay.
Come on now.
That's fine.
Moving on up.
We
ain't moving back.
The fact is, they're going to be in a dogfight for the next month.
You scared?
They can't fall off. And 3-2 is not going to get it done. Like, so here's the thing. They've been really good.
Yeah, they have been.
Truth is, if they want to make the play-in and they want to be in the playoffs, they have to be better.
Whatever.
So whatever your optimism or excitement is about what they are right now, whatever. I'm with you. I love watching this.
But
can they be better?
But keep it real, though. You can't tell me when you watch this Lakers team, they don't look different. Minus they got the King off or out the lineup.
Yeah.
They look different.
Oh, for sure.
They look desperate. They look hungry. They look great on defense.
Yep.
Yeah. You're like one of them teams that's like...
What are you saying? LeBron was holding them back?
No. Heck no. I mean, if they had the
King... Because, I mean, there might be a conversation.
No, it's not. If they had the King, they'd be even better. Yeah. Okay. And then one thing that showed me that was different the other night, AD.
Ooh,
when he got hit in the mouth and all that, or nose and his bleed, I was like, oh, he's over. He's done.
He takes that
2 weeks up. He came back. He had the double tissue. That's something you do back in the day. Like, coach, put me back in the game. Mama.
Yeah.
So when I seen it, I'm like, yo, this team is different. They want to make the playoffs, and they playing like it. So... I don't know, man. They're dangerous. You get them in the playoffs with King James, Joy Taylor. I don't know.
If they get him in the playoffs,
when?
Is that what you said?
When?
Oh, when? Oh, okay.
I just
want to make sure
they have a long way to go, but they're on a streak, you know. So we gotta respect that.
We gotta respect
the fact that it's a streak. Yeah. In all seriousness, though, the role players are playing excellent.
Yes, they are.
And
you
need that because LeBron is out.
If it was like I'm in church.
You are in church.
We're preaching.
Moving on up. We're moving up. We ain't going backwards. We're moving up.
Windshield, not rearview mirror.
There you go. Come on now.
Preach a sermon.
Preach a sermon.
Role players are stepping up, and AD is... This is what we want from AD. This is what we ask from AD.
Yep.
Is he going to step up without LeBron being there? Is he going to be healthy? Is he going to stay on the floor? He's going to lead. He's going to play defense. He's been playing amazing, and the role players are stepping up. Just got to hold the fort. Mm-hmm. LeBron gets back.
This is what I'm reminded of, and I'll leave y'all with this thought. Last year, who won the chips? Slick, who won the NBA championship?
Warriors
won the championship. Steph Curry missed time. And when Steph Curry missed time, Jordan Poole had to step up to the plate.
Mm-hmm.
The development and the growth of Jordan Poole during the regular season and even the first round of the playoffs played a major factor as the Warriors went on that run. The development of Reeves, of Vanderbilt, the Beasley. When D'Lo comes back of AD, oh, I'm not even saying the Lakers going to win a chip. But they're not going to lose it either.
Kind of did.
And that's it for us.
Kind of did.
I thought you were going to say that, Larry.